Well, having heard the word of God, at this point in the Mass, we have what's called the homily. And what the homily helps to do is help us to better understand the word that we have heard so that we can apply it to our lives. Well, as I said at the beginning of our Mass, Deacon Stephen and I are so glad that you are here this morning for your confirmation. Your patience over these months of this crazy COVID-19 is something I want to say thank you for. You were supposed to be confirmed back in June, but because of everything that has happened, we had to delay the confirmations until now. And indeed, it's usually the bishop who would be here to confirm you, but because of the craziness of COVID, that's not possible. So he's given to me and to Father RJ, the other priest here at St. Peter's, what are called special faculties. So we have the privilege and the opportunity to confirm you today. And indeed, over the course of the next four Saturdays, we will have in total eight confirmation masses in which the 169-170 children will all be confirmed. You know, one of the things I appreciated about preparing for today was reading the letters that you wrote. Now, I know you wrote those letters back in April, and you probably don't remember them. Maybe some of you do, but I read them yesterday. So it just gave me a real sense of something of the young people who are with us this morning. And I'd like to kind of rehearse or share a couple of the things that I read in your letters. I was pleased, for instance, to see that when it came to your apostolic action, you included things like caring for younger siblings. And you said, you know, that requires a certain amount of patience. Now you know what your mom and dad feel. And then there were others of you who talked about going downtown and helping out at something called Inn from the Cold that provides shelter for people who are homeless. And one person commented on what it must be like to be a child who has no place to live and how for this young man, he said, it gave me a deeper appreciation of the gift of my own home. Someone else said, I've been having the opportunity to read to my 88-year-old great-grandmother. And some of you spoke about working at your school as crossing guards. When it comes to things you enjoy doing, one person said, I really love sports. And my patron saint is Saint Sebastian because I particularly love playing soccer. And this person plays for the Vancouver Whitecaps Academy team. One of you wrote, I love the colors green, orange, and then went on to write these words, my favorite airplane is the Lockheed Martin F-35. Now, many of you spoke about your love for pets, and indeed, one of you has chosen a patron saint who is the patron saint of bunnies. But then, most importantly, you spoke about what it means to be part of your family and to be included within a place where you know that you are loved. When it came to your confirmation saints, some of you chose saints like Sebastian and Thomas More, who were martyred. That means that they were literally killed for their Catholic faith. One of you chose a woman who had just been declared a saint in the year 2014, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, who, of course, is known because of her ministry to the poor, and she showed by her life such a devotion to Christ because of how she was devoted to the poorest of the poor. One of you chose a saint by the name of Saint Bernard. Now, this is interesting. You know that big, lumbering, slumbering dog that just drools everywhere? That's a Saint Bernard. But the dog is named after Saint Bernard, who 1,000 years ago established a community in the Swiss Alps where travelers would come and they would be able to stay. And then when it came to what most delighted me in your letters, it was what you said about being confirmed and how through this sacrament, you will be fully initiated into the Roman Catholic Church. It is indeed in this sacrament where in a special way you're going to receive the grace of the Holy Spirit so that as you continue to mature and to grow as a young person, you will be able to live a purposeful and committed life for Jesus Christ. Let me share with you a couple of the things you wrote about what this sacrament means to you. The sacrament of confirmation, one person wrote, will bring me closer to the Lord because I will be fully with the church and my religion will be clarified. Another one said, in my eyes, the sacrament of confirmation is a way to grow closer to God. Some people think that after this sacrament, you don't need to do much else. Way to go that you said that, because this is not your graduation from the church, okay? This is your integration fully into the church. And this is what this young person understood here. And listen to what they went on to say. But I know that the sacrament is a start to a better relationship with God. That's it. Brilliant. It's a start, not the end, of a deeper relationship with God. And then he went on to conclude, I desire to receive the sacrament because I know that it will make me a better person. Another person wrote, my desire is to grow spiritually in Catholic belief, and the sacrament of confirmation will help me to move in and out of the other sacraments. And one last comment, for me, finishing the sacraments of initiation means I will become closer to Jesus. And beloved, that's what this is all about. Do you know what your life is ultimately for? It's to become closer to Jesus. Do you know why? Because your life is about its destiny. Do you know that you have a destiny? That you have a goal? That you have a purpose? Do you know that you have been created to live for eternity? Forever. And you will live for eternity with Jesus Christ. And so if you are going to live with Jesus forever in eternity, it makes perfect sense that in this life, the thing that you would most want is to grow closer to Jesus. And the church wants you to know that we are here to support you. We are here to walk with you, to come alongside of you. One of the things that you'll hear in a couple of minutes is you'll hear me say these words, be sealed with the Holy Spirit. Now, right here, I've got something that is called a seal. Now, a seal doesn't go, it's not that kind of a seal. A seal here is a stamp. And what I have here is the copy of a baptismal certificate that has the seal on it. Now, you can't see it from where you are right now, but the seal is a permanent mark on the paper that actually raises the paper so that when you put your finger over the seal, you'll feel the paper being elevated. Now, after Mass is over, you're going to get your confirmation certificate. And if you open it, you'll see that the seal is on that too. Right over my name. Well, why over my name? Well, because I'm the pastor of St. Peter's. And so I signed your confirmation certificate to say it really happened. And the seal authenticates it, makes it official. So today, you're going to be sealed, not with this. It wouldn't work very well if I tried to seal you with this. But you're going to be sealed with the Holy Spirit as I anoint you with what is called the oil of chrism. If you look over to the corner there, you might be able to see by the statue of Our Lady, there are three different containers of oil. And the thing that they're in is called an ambry, A-M-B-R-Y. And the word ambry means a place to keep tools. You might say, wait a second, Father, that's not a drill or a hammer. What kind of tools are those? Well, those are the tools of the church. And they are the special oils that we use to say, ah, you have now been marked for God so that you can live your life, not building your own kingdom, but building the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And to know that we have been anointed with the oil of chrism, as it's called, will be to inspire you to know three things about your life. First, that you belong. Second, that you're called to believe in a certain way, and out of that belief, to grow in behaving in a certain way. Belonging, believing, and behaving. People who understand what it is to be sealed with the Holy Spirit give attention to all three. In that first reading from the prophet Isaiah, it's all about knowing that we belong. Listen again to some of the words. The person who's speaking says, I have been sent by God to proclaim good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to captives, release to prisoners, to proclaim the year of God's favor. As you grow older, you're going to find that living in this world is really hard. You're going to experience many times, and maybe you already have, of being excluded, of being teased, of being bullied, of not knowing what it is to belong. I pray that the church will never be that kind of experience for you. That the church community will be a place where you say, wow, I belong here. I matter. I'm loved. I'm cared for. And that's what Isaiah, who lived hundreds of years before Jesus, said Jesus came to do. And indeed, at the very beginning of our Lord's public ministry, he quoted these words from Isaiah to say, this finds fulfillment in me. Now, here's another thing about belonging. The sacrament of initiation that celebrates your belonging is your baptism. For in your baptism, do you know the very first things that were said to you? The church receives you with joy. Just pretend Deacon Stephen's being baptized. And even though, well, pretend he's a baby, he's only like 5 months old. Can you do a little whine for us? Okay, that's pretty good. So, but the very first time the deacon or the priest speaks to the baby is with these kind of words. It would be, Stephen, the church welcomes you with joy. Think about that. Said to a baby. Now, of course, he didn't understand the words at that time. You're a little bit older than 5 months now, aren't you, Deacon Stephen? I thought so. Anyhow, I would imagine that Deacon Stephen, if you asked him, has over the course of, well, just a few decades, appreciated what it is to truly belong to God. You need to know that more than anything else in this world, that you belong to God. He loves you. He died for you. And he truly embraces you. But it's not only belonging that matters. We're also called to a particular kind of believing. And in the reading from the Acts of the Apostles, we're told something amazing, that it's the day of Pentecost, and there are people in the city of Jerusalem, about 1.5 million people that are gathered from all over the world. But when they hear the apostles speak, they hear them speaking in their own native language. And this is what Peter says, listen to what I say to you. You're going to be told throughout your life, listen to whatever voices you want to, but don't listen to the church. That's the last voice you should listen to. But people who truly know that they belong to God are going to learn to listen to the teaching of the church, because this isn't man-made, this isn't human-made. The teaching of the church actually comes from Jesus himself. And wouldn't it make sense that the person who created us, the person who loved us into being, the person to whom we belong, is the person who would best be able to help us to understand how to live? And here's the other thing about being a Catholic Christian. Catholic Christianity is rich. It invites you to use the best of your intellect, the best of the gifts that you have, to use all of your being to believe in God. And this sort of ties in with the second sacrament of initiation, the Eucharist. For when you came to receive the Eucharist for the first time, you were invited to say, I believe that Jesus is truly present in the sacrament, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And of course, whenever you come to Mass, you hear the readings from the Holy Scripture, you hear a homily given, so that you can listen to better understand and more fully believe. And then the third B word, to behave. I'm not talking about, you better be good or else. No, I'm talking about the kind of behavior that grows out of knowing that you belong, that grows out of knowing that you believe what the church teaches, so that our behavior reflects the behavior of Jesus. And in today's gospel, Jesus put it this way. Those who love me, he said, will keep my word, and the Holy Spirit will guide you through your life to keep my word. So if baptism has to do with belonging, if first communion has to do with believing, confirmation has to do with behaving. For as you are sealed with the Holy Spirit, beloved young people, you are to make a choice. How will I live as an adolescent? How will I live as a teenager? How will I live as an adult? Will I seek to conform my life to the life of God so that I can be a person who's living courageously? I can be a person who's living passionately. I'm a person who can live purposefully as I continue to live my life here in the world and as a member of the Catholic Church. I am so glad you're here today. And I want you to know that you belong, that you can spend your life growing and believing so that you can live as Jesus lived in this world by following his behavior.